Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Pat Curran, good morning.
Good morning.
Pa, Emily Ratajkowski and Bantry.
Yeah.
So what's been happening over the last 24 hours?
Okay, so yesterday we decided to tweet out a thanks to all our sponsors so far that we've lined up for the 2021 season. Which are Bantry Credit Union, The Anchor Bar, Crimmins Coaches, Bantry Bath and Tile, Boston Bar, Brian Drummond Upholstery, Manning's Emporium, MCM Construction, and now Inamorata. And of course, the tweet about Emily Ratajkowski blew up. Someone got obviously saw it and retweeted it, and there was all kinds of retweets and quotes, messages all day about it, and some funny, some over the top, some very nice.
But how does somebody like Emily Ratajkowski become involved with a team, an under 15 basketball team in West Cork?
So I'd be friendly with her parents, and I'm the coach of the team.
Yes.
And I was talking to her dad, John, the other night, and I said, look, I was wondering how Emily would feel about sponsoring one of the teams for the new season. And he said, just give me a minute to text her. And within 5 minutes, she was back saying she'd love to do it.
And you know her dad, so is her dad from West Cork?
Well, her dad is from the United States, but they have a home here in Bantry.
Right.
Yeah, and they come to visit quite a bit, and they'll be over in September, and John and his wife, Cathy, and another man called Robert Romero, who's throwing in a few, Bob as well, he owns a pub in San Diego, they're going to present the jerseys to us, to the boys in September.
Oh, fantastic. And did the dad ever play for the team?
He did. He played in I think it was the 90s, with Bantry Basketball Club, yeah. So we're very excited about it and very proud to have Emily associated with the club, because I think everybody knows Emily Ratajkowski, the modelling actress, but, you know, there's a lot more to her than that. She's used her platform over the years to be an advocate and speak out for people who are marginalised, such as immigrants. She's very vocal on women's rights, LGBTQ plus rights, and, you know, Black Lives Matter, which is very inspirational to young people, and, you know, sets a very good example about an equal and accepting society, I suppose. She's very strong sense of social justice, and she, you know, she's not afraid to use her celebrity to platform and speak out against injustices. So we're very proud to have her associated with our club. It's not just the sponsorship, it's the actual link to her is very important for us as well, and for young people.
So she has been a great role model, I suppose, for the youth in Bantry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you follow her on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, you'll see she's always attending Black Lives Matter marches, and you know, she speaks out an awful lot against very marginalised people, against people who are marginalised, such as immigrants. You know, there's a lot of people. I mean, she was very anti Donald Trump and that kind of stuff, which was very, that was very common in Ireland too. So very inspirational to a lot of our young people. So we're delighted to have her on board.
You said that her parents have a house over in Bantry. So has she been over herself?
Yeah, she would have a circle of friends her own age in Bantry. She's been there quite a bit, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Spent a long time there when they were kids.
And like, how does it feel when you like, do people notice her when she's walking around the town or when she's in any of the local establishments?
Yeah, people don't take any notice of celebrities in Bantry, to be honest. You could have Graham Norton walking up the street and nobody saying a bit to him. Like, Bantry's a very kind of a chilled out and relaxed place, as you probably know. Everyone gets along with everyone, so nobody really takes, there wouldn't be any paparazzi following her up the street, you know, so
And of course, like Graham Norton actually works on one of our partner stations, Virgin Media, and he's been broadcasting from Bandon for the summer. So,
very good.
Yeah. And I suppose, like, you know, for somebody like Emily Ratajkowski coming over to Bantry, you know, she's obviously hugely recognised all over the world, but to be able to come and relax in somewhere like Bantry maybe gives her that kind of a strong connection to Bantry in a way that maybe other people wouldn't have.
I suppose it would, yeah. People that are in the spotlight all the time, they like to get a bit of downtime. And Emily has been spotted in the Anchor Bar in Bantry having a few pints with her parents, and amongst many other celebrities that have frequented the place, such as Saoirse Ronan, and, you know.
Yeah.
People just get on with it.
And what was the reaction from the team when they heard that she was sponsoring you?
Well, to be honest, I didn't tell them. They found out. Well, I have a son playing in the team. I told him yesterday.
Yeah.
They found out via social media, I think, in their Snapchat groups and stuff like that, I think. I had a few texts from parents this morning already telling me that we were mentioned on some TV programme and a few radio stations this morning. And I think there's a few newspaper articles about it. RTE rang me yesterday evening and I just gave a short interview, and there's a lot of newspapers after quoting that. So look, it's a good news story for our basketball club. We're kind of, I suppose it's a way of saying we're still around, because we haven't had a basketball match for almost 18 months.
Is that because of COVID?
Because of COVID, because there's no indoor sports allowed. We are back outdoors and we're trying to rebuild our club from our COVID closure, and this is a, you know, it's just a good news story to keep it lighting.
And I suppose, like, with COVID, how has that affected the players? Are they all saying to you that they really want to get back out there?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there was some, you know, we've been training outdoors for quite a bit now. The teams I coach now, we've taken July off, but most of our teams are being coached at the moment. We've got 5 outdoor courts in our school in Bantry, so the weather's been really good, so it's been very positive. But kids want to get back inside, they want to get back playing their games. Schools basketball is a huge one in Ireland, very prestigious competitions, and you know, the games are shown live on YouTube. They want to get back to that.
How important is it for these youngsters to be involved in something like that?
Oh, it's massive for them. I mean, especially given the last 18 months we've had. I suppose a lot of clubs, sports clubs in general, would have lost players because people have been so inactive for a long time, and it's been a bit of a struggle for them to get kids back out. Kids have been used to doing nothing. And the other thing is coaches. A lot of coaches were burnt out from, you know, a lot of people coaching 4 or 5 teams, and they got used to the lifestyle of not having to rush and race around the country every night.
Yeah.
And maybe cut down on what they were doing. So, you know, a lot of clubs are suffering because of, you know, the lack of coaches, quality coaches too.
I suppose, like, with the weather now, it's good that you are able to get out and practice in this weather.
Oh, it's great. I mean, even last summer, like, the GAA were brilliant. And FAI soccer, I mean, just speaking about my own kids, they all got to play soccer in GAA last year, but unfortunately they didn't get to play basketball because the minute it started again, the minute the basketball started up again, there was another lockdown. So unfortunately we're in that position where we haven't really got to play any matches.
Yeah.
But we think we can do it safely if the government will let it. I'm sure it'll come back with the indoor dining anyway. For how long, we don't know.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it? There's so much uncertainty at the minute around everything.
That's it. And you know, kids feel that uncertainty too, and I get 100 questions a day about when are we back playing games.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just tough on them. It's especially the ones that are around 13, 14, 15. They've missed 18 months of basketball now, and it's a massive time for them to miss. It's a huge, you know, stage in their development. You know, the ones that are older, they've had all their underage training. You know, they've had their full 18 downwards training, but it's the ones that are that age, they're hit hardest, and you know, we'll see how they are when they get back.
We will indeed. Well, listen, best luck with everything, and congratulations on getting such a huge sponsorship as well.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the day now. That was Pat Curran from the Bantry basketball team under 15s.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.